Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's going to be a mostly sunny day. Nice chilly morning to get under the covers and snuggle some more. The European Tour, they're playing in Hong Kong. Hong Kong Open with Tommy Fleetwood and Matthew Fitzpatrick. They're tied for second, chasing Aaron Rye. Who? Well, they're all three from England, and they're great players, and Sergio Garcia is chasing from seven shots back. Rye has a six-shot lead over the field. World Cup of Golf, they're in Australia. The weather has not been sunny. It's been wet. It's been windy. It's been challenging. It's the kind of golf where you're going, I want to get my gloves off. I'm freezing. I need to get out of here. But Belgium is in the lead with three countries tied for third. That's Mexico, Italy, and South Korea. The U.S., Stanley and Kuchar, they're in 20th place. And then there was the match. Yes, indeed. Went to 23 holes. Each side actually helping the other to get to another hole so they wouldn't, like, be giving it away. They wanted to actually have some competition. Certainly, we wanted some competition. It was an interesting thing to watch. Not a lot of action. Not a lot of spirit. In fact, Tiger Woods seemed to be missing, let's see, in basketball, it's called the sixth man, right? The spectators, the crowds, the cheers, the energy, because he seemed to be just a little bit bored by all of it. Nevertheless, Phil on a mission, you could tell he was very inside himself and just determined to beat Tiger Woods, and he did. One up. So, we got a great show for you today. Machinella is coming in because we had the match, and now we're going to have the Wishbone Brawl. Yeah. And one of Hawaii's players is in the Wishbone Brawl. We're going to tell you all about it with Machinella. But first, we want to welcome our new sponsors into the clubhouse, Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, sewer pipes, or worse, break, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. They'll be there in 90 minutes. Oahu Extraction. And of course, Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete colored floors and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, now we're just waiting for Matt Ginella to join us from the beautiful Goat Hill Park. He's Golf Advisor Editor-in-Chief. He's the host, Golf Advisor Round Trip. He's Golf Channel's travel expert. There are experts, but Matt Ginella is the number one. He's also host on Morning Drive. And his reviews, you'll find them at golfadvisor.com. He was a senior travel editor for Golf Digest and Golf World. And the match with Phil and Tiger, as I said, seemed to be just missing a little bit of the energy from the crowds. And we're still waiting for Matt to join us from Golf Park, Golf Hill, that is Goat Hill Park. Yes. The Wishbone Brawl is with Charlie Hoffman, Xander Schauffele, Mike Weir, and Hawaii's Dean Wilson. And it is today at Goat Hill Park in Oceanside. We're going to have to take another break and come back and see if we can't get a hold of. He's on now? All right, let me start over again with my fabulous intro, Songs Mistakes. Golf Advisor Editor-in-Chief and host of Golf Advisor Roundtrip, Golf Channel's travel expert, host of Morning Drive. You can find his reviews at golfadvisor.com. And here he is, Matt Ginella.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good. How are you, Matty G? did you happen to watch the match yesterday? Did you catch any of it?
No, I did not. did not watch. Proud to say, did not pay or whatever that was. I got to play golf at Goat Hill Park. I spent my $20 playing a municipal instead of watching whatever that was.
What's special? I hear so much about Goat Hill Park, and this is where, of course, the Wishbone Brawl with Charlie Hoffman, Xander Schauffele, Mike Weir, Dean Wilson at Goat Hill Park in Oceanside. Why Goat Hill Park?
Well, think of like four tour pros coming to Kahuku and having a challenge match for charity, and having it open to the public. All proceeds go to a charitable cause, like Charlie Hoffman's foundation, which gives to kids charities in San Diego and Las Vegas. He was born in San Diego and lives in Las Vegas. So, you know, and opening it up free to kids and no ropes, and just having an exhibition with Persimmon Woods. That's what's happening at Goat Hill Park in Oceanside, California today. At 10 a.m., there'll be a clinic at the driving range. And John Ashworth is the guy behind this. Is the second year doing this in Goat Hill Park, because John Ashworth and the community of Oceanside sort of saved this golf course 5 years ago. It was run down. It was losing money. The city was ready to part ways with the idea of golf. They were ready to sell it off to a mega wealthy guy, and Ashworth came in and rallied the troops in the community and saved it. And now there's a kids course, and the golf course is thriving, and pros are showing up to have an event like this. It's just everything that's right about the game of golf is happening right here today.
This is awesome. Now, who's John Ashworth?
John Ashworth is the was started Ashworth, obviously the apparel, a long time ago, and now his new apparel company, Link Soul, that he started about 6.5 years ago, is based in Oceanside, California. And he grew up playing this golf course, Goat Hill Park, and that's why he has such an affinity and love for it, and that's why it's now kind of home base for Link Soul.
This is awesome. And this is where the Wishbone Brawl with Charlie Hoffman, Xander Schauffele, Mike Weir, and Hawaii's Dean Wilson is today at Goat Hill Park. It starts, first of all, we've got a clinic, and it's hosted by Matt Chinella. What's going to happen, Matt?
The clinic is going to happen at 10 a.m. And the four guys, as you said, Dean Wilson and Mike Weir, Xander Schauffele, Charlie Hoffman are all going to kind of just address the crowd, give them little swing tips, and give them a little help on how to be. How to play golf as an amateur. And then the four guys are going to pair up with four juniors and go play the three-hole kids course off to the left side of the driving range in a little scramble format. And then the four guys are going to take junior caddies and tee off on the first hole. It's Hoffman and Schauffele versus Wilson and Weir. Now everybody thinks, Schauffele and Hoffman, no brainer. They're gonna beat them. But they're playing with Persimmon Woods, and Wilson has played a lot with Persimmon Woods over the last few years. He's in his retirement stage of golf, and he brings in his BYU buddy Mike Weir, Masters champion 2003. Mm-hmm. They were out here for a practice round yesterday. And Dean Wilson's like the three-time Goat Hill Park Club champion, not only the three-time Hawaiian State champion. He's all of the three-time Goat Hill Park Club champion. So, and he knows the course and knows the greens. And I think Wilson and Weir are going to give him a good match.
Absolutely. Persimmon. I mean, they're hard to find.
Yes.
But they're all playing with Persimmon. Do they talk about the difficulties that during the clinic? And you're emceeing it. I imagine you guys are going to address that to some degree.
Say that again?
About the persimmon, using them.
Yeah.
Are you going to talk about how difficult it is during the clinic?
They'll probably talk about what it is to play Persimmon Woods. Xander Schauffele, Link Soul is making Persimmon Woods now. They went to Louisville Golf and have them making these Persimmon Woods, a set of driver, 3-wood, and 5-wood. And they're selling a fair amount of sets because Persimmon Woods, not only do they feel good and sound good, but they're perfect for a little mini municipal like Kahuku or Goat Hill Park or Winter Park 9 in Florida. You know, these places that are, 5,900, 6,000 yards and small, shorter pars than 72. And, they can work the ball out. Xander Schauffele liked hitting the persimmon so much last year that he considered using the 3-wood as his 5-wood in his gamer bag. He's loving the feeling so much. So it's just kind of a throwback and sort of just a tribute and an homage to sort of all that golf can be and should be. And I'm looking around right now at Goat Hill Park. We're about 45 minutes away from the start of the clinic. And they've pre-sold about 500 tickets. If you go to linksoul.com/wishbonebrawl, you can donate. There's an online auction going on right now with a lot of great trips and things that you can bid on. And again, all the proceeds go to Charlie Hoffman's foundation. He's raised over $2.5 million already for kids' charities in both San Diego and Las Vegas. So it's so cool to be a part of this, I can tell you honestly.
I can tell. I hear you. I'd love to be there. Wishbone yeah. Brawl, what is the website again?
Linksoul.com, LinkSoul.com. And you can see if you click the button there, / Wishbone Brawl.
Got
it. See the button there, which promotes the silent auction.
Excellent, fantastic. How did this all come together?
Well, a couple years ago, I think Dean Wilson and John Ashworth are good friends, and Dean Wilson now lives here in La Jolla, and it was frequenting Goat Hill Park on a regular basis, would come up here and bring his dog, because it's all dog-friendly, kid-friendly facility. They kind of treat it as a big park, you know, it's a golf plus park, and it's all for the community. And Dean Wilson kind of said, hey, I think, what if we have like an event here, you know, the week of Thanksgiving, everybody's home. Xander Schauffele at that time, his golf coach from San Diego State had a daughter who was needing they had acquired some medical bills for a condition she had, and, mm-hmm. and they needed help, financial help to pay for those bills. And so it was like, hey, let's have an event that sort of helps this cause, and got Xander Schauffele involved, Charlie Hoffman, Chris Riley, who played at UNLV with Charlie Hoffman when they won a national championship. He was Hoffman's partner last year, and Wilson partnered with Schauffele. And it was just all of a sudden, you know, 600, 700 people were out here last year, and it was just one of the great feel-good events in golf. And they said, well, why don't we do it again?
This is how the match should be played. This is it, you know. This is great. So if you want to get involved by, you know, contributing to the fundraiser, it's LinkSoul, LinkSoul.com / Wishbone Brawl. Matt Janella, Golf Channel's host and, of course, Golf Advisor Editor-in-Chief. And will you be giving us some updates on Twitter?
Yeah, well, I will be going live on Instagram.
Oh, great.
Matt_Janella. And so I'll be going live once the match starts. I'm going to try to do some sort of live streaming. You can also go to LinkSoul's Instagram account. They're going to be live streaming as well. And I think there will be some regular updates on LinkSoul, both Twitter and Instagram. So
that's fantastic. And so what I suggest, folks, if you know you're liking what you're hearing, we get ready to go there next year, because this at least there's been 2 years. Let's hope that there's a third year.
Exactly.
It is the Wishbone Brawl, and this year it's Charlie Hoffman and Xander Schauffele versus Mike Weir and Dean Wilson playing with Persimmons. Thank you very much for being on the show, Matt.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Thanks for having me. Aloha to Hawaii. I'll be there. I'm going to Hawaii tomorrow.
Maui
tomorrow.
What are you doing on Maui?
Be in Maui. Kanapali and Wailea doing another travel segment, so I'll be bopping around Maui for the next few days after this. So I'm looking forward to it, getting some aloha spirit. It's always good. Always good for the soul.
Are we going to be a Golf Advisor round trip?
It will be, yes.
That is so cool. Matt Janella. Yeah. Matt Janella is Golf Advisor Editor-in-Chief and host of Golf Advisor Roundtrip and Golf Channel's travel expert and host on Morning Drive. Thanks for being on the show. Aloha, Matt.
Take care, Danielle. Aloha. Bye-bye.
We're going to come back. Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen founder and editor-in-chief. She's just back from Uruguay. Yeah, most beautiful club I think I've seen online. It's absolutely fantastic. You should see the beaches, the beach that's there, the golf course that's there, the vineyards that are there. Truly spectacular. And you could go. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Join the Golf Club Listeners Tour, the Golf Club September 19th, 2019, week-long tour, presented by Fairways and Fundays, the UK's 2016, 17, and 18 award-winning Ireland's best inbound premier golf tours. Your VIP tour includes golf at some of Ireland's top courses and resorts, including the fabulous K Club, the best golf in Ireland, with your personal caddy at each Ballybunion and Waterville Golf Club. Traveling in luxury vans, fine Irish dining, pubs, those famous pub lunches, and breakfasts fit for champions. Tour the town, the shops, the castles, and the places we're visiting that make the Irish golf getaway a life adventure. And go to our website, it's radiogolfclub.com. Find out more about the Golf Club September Golf Getaway with Fairways and Fundays.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Well, since our last conversation, Diana DeLucia, the Golf Kitchen editor-in-chief, publisher, founder. A Golf Kitchen is not just a magazine. It's coffee table books, award-winning food photographer Diana DeLucia, a passion for highlighting talented chefs in the golf world, and she's inspired this culinary movement that's really taking off. And since our last conversation with Diana DeLucia, during the Golf Kitchen Edgewood and the inaugural Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards festivities, Diana's two latest Golf Kitchen magazines, including the anniversary issue, arrived in our mailboxes. Diana DeLucia has celebrated the 100th anniversary of the Foreign Press Club in New York City. She's a board member. And Diana's just back from Uruguay, a lovely little country on the Atlantic between Brazil and Argentina, where she stayed at the Garzon Club. You've got to go there. It's the, online, the G-A-R-Z-O-N Club, all one. The Garzon Club, just like that, .com, okay? Wow, it is spectacular. Diana, welcome into the clubhouse.
Great to be here, Danielle.
What was your impression of Uruguay?
I was totally surprised by the country. It's absolutely beautiful, friendly country, with amazing rolling hills everywhere, beaches, stunning, and so much art. If you're an art lover, you need to go there.
Just, and you know, you think of some of the things that are going on in Brazil and Argentina, but Uruguay seems to be spared all of the upheaval that's there. And I went and looked on the State Department site. There's no travel advisories. And then I looked online and saw this spectacular place right on the ocean. It's amazing. The Garzon Club, thegarzonclub.com, the beaches, the vineyards. My goodness, it kind of looks like Italy, doesn't it? There's the rolling hills. Tell us about how you experience them.
Well, it really is the place where wine, good food, breathtaking scenery, golf, and food, everything all comes together in probably the most perfect destination you could probably go to. It's absolutely amazing. And they are starting a club there called the Garzon Club. Memberships sales have not begun yet, but it will be very exclusive. And what the beauty of the Garazón Club is, Danielle, is that the owner is a wine enthusiast. His name is Alejandro Bulgaroni, and he has around 9 wineries globally, and he's partnered with private golf clubs. He's being the premier destination to join, but then you can play golf, make wine, drink wine at every single destination at your leisure if you have the funds to do so.
Yeah, I mean, the golf course was designed by Angel Cabrera, the U.S. Open and Masters champion. It's absolutely spectacular. You must have been going nuts with your camera. I can only imagine.
We set up a photo shoot, Francis Molman style. He's their ambassador chef, and he's, like, amazingly famous. He's also incredibly talented. And we set up on the golf course, and hardly anybody has played on this golf course. So I felt so honored. And I know there's a group of journalists going in next week, and I think there's somebody from Golf Advisor heading in there too. So they're going to have a blast because there's not going to be anyone playing behind them.
That's the way to do it. I experienced that when they opened the Prince course. So this very elite exclusive club includes the vineyards, the olive oils that are produced there. Francis Malman is the ambassador chef for the club. Ricky Motto is the executive chef. So they're making wine, and then how do they name it? How do they decide what wines to make?
They have this amazing room underneath. It's called the Club. It's a wine experience without limits. And you can bring a group of friends there, and the wine guy comes in, and he will educate you on the grapes, give you a whole tour, and then you literally can sit down and formulate your own wine. And they will put it in the barrels and all of that and age it for whatever the process is. And then you can come back in 6 months and you all get together and you taste the wine. Do you like it yet? Is it ready? And if it's ready, they bottle it for you. And you can have the family brand on it. I think it's awesome.
That is awesome. I'm laughing because it's so wonderful. So you can make your own wine. You go there and you discuss what kind of flavors, what kind of all the different things that go into a wine, and my goodness, I'm not a sommelier, so I couldn't give you all the right words about the scent and the taste and all the things that, dry, sweet, and all that good stuff. That is spectacular, and the photos on the website shows you the barrels of wine that are stored underground in this this cavern that's it's really nice. It's just sweet, just looking at this. So I hear that you were saying earlier that they've partnered up with other golf country clubs around the world because Mr. Bulgaroni's vineyards, he has 9 of them around the world?
I do believe he has 9. Australia, Italy, China, all over the place. And he's partnering. I do believe they're also going to be working with Pacific Link.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, because yes. He has it's his dream property, the Garazón Club, and if you go there, you'll see why, and I'm sure the golf journalists that are going in next week will also be able to talk to you about that at length, because the golf course, from my understanding, is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah.
And I was there, and I was on the course, and it's almost in tournament-ready condition all the time. And you're thinking this is one man living on this golf course.
Nice backyard. Angel Cabrera, he designed it. A Masters champion and U.S. Open champion. So he certainly knows what he's doing. And the ground that he had to work with is just so natural for a golf course. When you look at the way the rolling hills come down to the beach, There's grasses growing along the sides and then into the sandy area. So it's really the perfect terrain, the perfect soils for that kind of operation, a golf course. So this is the Garzón Club. It's in Uruguay, and you can see it at thegarzonclub.com. Would they perchance be joining you at Punta Mita? That's coming up in about 4 months.
Yeah, we're really excited because I talked them into coming, and they're bringing a team, and Chef Ricky will be cooking with Anthony Jack Danello and Joe from Savonic, as you know, and Doug Blair again from Kasika Kiowa, and Sankaty Head Chef Damien, Jose Carles coming over from Puerto Rico. And we've got Pedro Persico cooking again. He's the lead chef. And a newcomer is Glenn Arbour, a cooking, Michael Ruggiero, and also Tony from Edgewood. So we've got a great program lined up for Golf Kitchen Punta Mita in April.
It sounds spectacular. Golf Kitchen Punta Mita in April with the Club Garzon now joining all those spectacular clubs that Diana DeLucia, she is the editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen. She just mentioned the founder. Amazing. Where can we go to get tickets for this event? Because we can go. It's open to the public.
Yes, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita is open to the public. And if you send me an email at diana@golfkitchen.com, I can forward you the information for ticket sales personally. And we'll probably have the website is being updated. That's golfkitchenpuntamita.com, and that should be live in a few weeks, I'd imagine.
Great. So everything's still in the formulation as you put everything together. So she goes to Uruguay and she twists their arm and says, come to Punta Mita for Golf Kitchen Punta Mita and have some fun with all the chefs that you're going to meet. This is wonderful how you have grown your event and your events, Golf Kitchen Punta Mita, Golf Kitchen Edgewood. I can only imagine the next Golf Kitchen and where it could possibly be. I'm thinking very strongly of the place that I have in mind that would be a spectacular place to visit. I'm really just thrilled at all the work you've done. Your magazines are spectacular. I just got word from a friend of mine. I gifted a subscription to some friends in Washington, D.C. They love your magazine. There are chefs in the house. You know, everybody has their own executive chef. And when they redesign their home, the kitchen, you know, it's spectacular. And they get the recipes from Golf Kitchen magazine. They recreate everything, get ideas from the magazine, using new things that the chefs from around the world, new vegetables, new ways of putting it all together. You've done a great job, Diana DeLucia. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Diana DeLucia, you are going to hear lots more about her, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen, Coffee Table Books, and, of course, Golf Kitchen Magazine. We're going to come back. We're talking about this being a Small Business Saturday. Today's Small Business Saturday. So when you think about gifts, golf gifts, we're going to give you some. And the folks who created McDuff Candles, Nick and Lily Green, will be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Join our The Golf Club listeners tour. The Golf Club September 19th, 2019 week-long tour presented by Fairways and Fundays, the UK's 2018 award-winning Ireland's best inbound premier golf tours. Your VIP tour includes golf at some of Ireland's top courses and resorts, including the fabulous K Club and the best golf in Ireland, the Ballybunion and Waterville. Well, you have your own personal caddy, traveling in luxury vans, fine Irish dining, the pub experience and the pub lunches, and breakfasts fit for champions. Tour the towns, the shops, the castles, the places that make an Irish golf getaway a life adventure. Visit our website. It's radiogolfclub.com. Find out more about the Golf Club's September Golf Getaway with Fairways and Fun Days.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And into the clubhouse, we've got Nick Green and Lily Green, possibly. I know she's feeling a little under the weather. MacDuffCandles.com is their homepage. That is their website. They're MacDuffCandles.com. MacDuff Candles, a family project. It is the perfect gift for golfers. And you might even want to make your own custom candles, but that'll take a little bit. I'm not sure that you could get them before Christmas. Okay, but you could make custom logoed candles that are created by MacDuff Candles. Welcome into the clubhouse, Nick Green.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. How's
Lily? Hi, Danielle.
Hi. I'm good. How are you feeling? It's wonderful to hear you this Thanksgiving weekend. You started. Tell us the background. How did MacDuff Candles come about? Lily.
Okay, well, basically, one day I was with my dad, and we were watching Shark Tank. And while we were watching, I was just like, oh, like, that would be so cool to do. And so my dad has been in the golf business for many, many years. And so I was thinking about, like, household family items. And I thought about candles and how in the golf industry, there's not really golf-themed candles. So all of our candles come in different scents that are based upon the game of golf.
You know, that's so inspired to make your business by watching Shark Tank. Dad's in golf, family loves candles, and voila, you've got your own business. How many years has this been going on, Nick?
It's been going on about just over 2 years, Danielle. And as you mentioned, we do custom. So we're in about 100 clubs now. And Lillian, including, you know, likes the Pinehurst and Congressional and a lot of well-known clubs. And we started it on the kitchen table, Lillian and I, thinking this would be fun. And it's kind of taken on a life of its own.
So you call it essential golf aromatherapy.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I love it. I mean, why not? Because you love the scent of candles. It's nice having candles lit in your room. Always be very careful and cautious with candles, of course.
Yeah. But
right? But they smell so good. And then you've gone and created your essential golf aromatherapy with the classy packaging and the excellent quality, 100% American-made with 100% soy, fragrance candles. Now, I remember the first time we had a chat, there were some basics. I think you had 8 cents, and that was maybe 2 years ago when we had Fescue, Ocean Beach, Magnolia, just the basics, right?
Yeah, and so right now we have more. We have 20-ish cents, and we just came out with a bunch of holiday candles, like peppermint candy, Tip In, which is chocolate chip, cinnamon stick, and morning coffee.
I love it. So Chip In is the name of the candle, and yep. It has a little chocolate chip cookie on the front. Does it have sort of a chocolatey scent to it?
It smells of chocolate chip cookie.
like baking in the oven. That's torture. It should come with a bag of chocolate chips. So for people who are, you know, and then I love this. And of course you've got pumpkin spice, right?
Yes.
We do have pumpkin spice, but I'm afraid everybody who's running off to the website to buy it, we are sold out.
Oh, dear. Oh, by the way, the website, again, is MacDuffCandles.com. So you've already sold out of pumpkin spice. Incredibly fancy, you know, for this part of the year. Got to have pumpkin spice. But
I know. We were inundated. Once Starbucks launches the pumpkin spice latte, then the whole of the country goes pumpkin mad, doesn't it?
So, Yeah.
So.
Well, we've got
something to mention, Danielle, is that this weekend we've joined the obviously, we're very happy about Small Business Saturday. But also this weekend, there's a coupon code, which is BIRDIE, B-I-R-D-I-E, and there's 20% off everything through Cyber Monday.
Wow. So this is part of, you know, the whole get your Christmas shopping done or your holiday shopping done ASAP. This is Nick Green and Lily Green, MacDuffCandles.com. If you put BIRDIE in the promo code, you get 20% off. Classy packaging, excellent quality. It's American-made, 100% soy, fragrance candles. And let me just run through some of these here. Cinnamon stick. Vanilla bean, fresh roses, lavender hill. Here's one. Leather. Doesn't everybody love the smell of leather?
Lemon. Yeah,
and morning coffee. Yes, wake them up with some morning coffee candle. But we've got the real golf ones that are the pine. And how did you make dew?
Dew is, you want to explain what that one is, Lily?
Well, I'll take that. It's really kind of morning rain. If you know that amazing smell when you get up, one of the dew sweepers on the golf course.
Yes.
And it kind of smells of morning rain. It's a beautiful light blue. It's actually very good for Hawaiian color. And it's really a nice scent.
That's nice. And it was so smart for you folks to decide to do the custom candle so you choose your own artwork, a club photo, a logo, and high-res JPEG, a TIFF, or a PDF. Choose your candle scents and email your order and artwork, and then you've got this unique gift. But it requires a minimum order of 24, and it's 4 to 6 week delivery time. What has been the most unusual request for a logo? I can imagine all the golf clubs, but I think that this would be a great thing to do for like a reunion, a family reunion, everybody getting together and being able to walk away with a candle that has the family crest on it or something like that. I think that would be so much fun.
Yeah. Well, we did candles as a wedding gift recently. And one of the weirdest logos I think we've gotten is, it was like a witch on a broomstick. I don't know, I found it.
It's for the Sandwich Club. And they have a great logo, which is a very famous logo in golf, the Sandwich logo. And they've been a great customer of ours.
That's great. But, you know, we have so many weddings done in Hawaii. People come here from all around the world. They take over downtown in some of our historic buildings, and they get into the middle of the street and the sidewalks and these big flowing wedding dresses, and they stand there while the photographer's taking pictures like, okay, honey, do a couple more poses, and then I really got to get to work.
Yeah.
So
we do the labels on them, and you can also get something which is like a leather wrap. And so then
we get emboss the leather and wrap the candle in leather.
Oh, wow. That is, so you do a lot of custom stuff. So you've got to get in touch with Lily and Nick Green. They're at MacDuff Candles, MacDuff Candles. .com. Put in the promo code this weekend, BIRDIE, BIRDIE. It's 20% off. Thanks so much for being on the show today. It's a pleasure talking with you always.
Thank you so much for having us, Danielle.
Absolutely. It is Small Business Saturday, so support our small businesses in the golf industry, including MacDuff Candles. Aloha. We're going to come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Okay, we've got something for you to think about getting involved in. It's called, yes, we've got the Golf Club Listeners Tour. It is September 19th. 2019. Okay, so we've got a whole year to get ready for this. You can heal up and get ready to go on the trip of a lifetime. The Golf Club September 19th, 2019 week-long tour presented by Fairways and Fundays. Fairways and Fundays is the UK's 2017 award-winning Ireland's best inbound premier golf tour. Inbound means everybody outside of Ireland going to Ireland because they know how to take care of you completely. They've got the first class tour experience that you want to do. If you're going to do this trip of a lifetime, you want it to be the best possible. So your VIP tour includes golf at some of Ireland's top courses and resorts, including the K Club, and golf with a personal caddy at Ballybunion and Waterville. You'll need them because, goodness, the caddy will help you get around and take care of you while you're there in the midst of all the beauty, just going, wow, and taking pictures. And they'll go, let's move along. Traveling in luxury vans, you will. Fine Irish dining, pubs, famous lunches, breakfast fit for champions. You'll tour the towns. And if you don't golf, you got a golfer, but you're not a golfer, and you're like, what am I going to do? Fairways and Fundays puts it together for you. You can tour the towns, the shops, the castles, the places that make an Irish golf getaway a life adventure. Visit our website, radiogolfclub.com. Find out more about the Golf Club's September Golf Getaway with Fairways and Fundays.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
It's Small Business Saturday, so we're featuring small businesses, and we just got off the phone a little while ago with Diana DeLucia. Diana DeLucia is the founder and the editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen. It's a book, a coffee table book. It's magnificent. Golfkitchen.com. And it's a subscription. Golf Magazine comes out quarterly with recipes and gorgeous photography because, of course, Diana DeLucia is an award-winning food photographer. So you get all of this, the subscription and the books. You can order either one for your friends. This one that keeps giving, the subscription, comes every quarter, and people just remember, it's just a wonderful gift, okay? That's at golfkitchen.com. Another possible gift, not necessarily a small business, but it is a small business because each PGA Tour event operates kind of like a small business with a 501c3, doing all the work to make the golf event happen. And then the tour comes to town. Meantime, of course, the small business is actually raising money for all of the nonprofits. In fact, if you happen to be a nonprofit, Maui charity, you can get in touch with the folks at Century Tournament of Champions. You get the tickets from there. You sell the tickets. You keep the money. And there's no accounting for it. It's not like they're going to, you know, say, okay, where's the other tickets? You keep the money. You've got the tickets to sell as you go around. You don't have to go back later. So it's a really cool opportunity for the Century Tournament of Champions to benefit and, of course, Maui Charities to benefit. And to talk more about the Century Tournament of Champions, Alex Urban is the general manager there. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. I'm excited because we've got the top. I mean, we've got Justin Rose, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Cameron Champ, Bryson DeChambeau, Francesco Molinari, Justin Thomas, Jason Day, Patrick Reed, Bubba Watson, Ian Poulter, John Rahm, Tony Finau. Tony Finau is number 14 in the world. You always think about him as Turtle Bay because he played at Turtle Bay. So what a spectacular lineup. All these top players coming to the Century Tournament of Champions, the winners only event at Kapalua's Plantation Course for the fans. of a spectacular. It's just wonderful.
And yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So for the fan experience, I don't know if it's still the Spectator Village. What will they see when they walk through the gates at Century Tournament of Champions?
Yeah. So I think if you were at the tournament last year, you saw that we moved the fan entrance and the fan zone over from where the entrance used to be, over kind of by the putting green near the clubhouse, and the main entryway to the course now is down there by number two, which is just kind of a really nice introduction to the golf course. It's always right where you turn in there off of the highway to see the plantation course. Logistically, an easier place to load people in and out. I think what you'll see there this year is that we're building up a lot of the infrastructure down near that main fan entrance. So, we talk a little bit about food trucks and that sort of thing, and we're going to have a couple of those down there. We'll have a concession stand down there. We've got it's actually Century, our awesome title sponsor, is putting in a swing simulator down there that's open to all fans.
Oh.
It's going to be really cool. So one thing that Century's really proud of, and this is one of the reasons why they got involved in professional golf, is they're a Midwestern Wisconsin-based insurance company, and they've got their own golf course right on their premises called Century World. They're actually playing the U.S. Girls Junior there this year. And they're really proud of that golf course. And so in the swing simulator, you'll be able to take a shot at their famous hole there called the Flower Hole, because they have, at all given times, 30,000 flowers planted at that hole at all times.
How gorgeous.
It's beautiful. If you have a chance to Google it, it's a very cool hole, Flower Hole at Century World. But then also you can hit a shot at one of the holes at the plantation course, of course.
Of course. So, well, yeah. I'm so glad that you've got food trucks. You know, because
yes,
that's, you know, one of the things, you can buy tickets that will get you into, you know, the spectator place where you can actually go eat and drink and be merry and all that stuff.
But yes.
To have food trucks for the people who just are coming in for the day, they want to really walk the course, but they need some grinds, you know. You need to have those calories to walk the plantation course is awesome. By the way, I have tee times. If you'd like to play the plantation course, the way it's just set up almost, it's in perfect condition because it's time for the Century Tournament of Champions, but they always keep it in spectacular condition. You also have a new parking option that is fabulous because you don't have to bring a car.
Yeah, so just, of course, parking is always important. And so if you do bring a car, our public parking lot, once again, is at the Lahaina Civic Center, which is where the basketball tournament was this last week. And we shuttle people in on the nice buses and that sort of thing. And that will be no change there if you are parking in our main fan lot, and that is free of charge. If you want to use some kind of ride sharing device, Uber is obviously something that everyone is using a lot more. I know I use it
Yes. Pretty
much exclusively. We're actually working with Uber on a corporate level to have a little bit more of a dedicated drop off area for fans this year.
Excellent.
So when you log into Uber and you tell it to take you to the Century Tournament of Champions or the Plantation Course during the tournament, you'll actually get dropped off at the Village Center down there, kind of by the Bay Course. What's now the Bay Course, the center of operation. Now they've moved it over there and rerouted the course. But we'll have shuttles that run there. They're 2-minute shuttles that run from there to the clubhouse. The main entrance, I mean. And so I think that's going to be a really nice little benefit, because what it'll do is it'll make the whole Uber experience a little more streamlined and a little bit more, streamlined is probably the best word.
Okay, so you'd catch your Uber and it'll take you over to the new setup that's the Bay Course, because that's been under renovation, so to speak, a little redesign of that whole mm-hmm. area for the past year or so, getting it all ready for this year. So then they drop you off and then you catch one of the, again, we talk about the shuttles. Who drives the shuttles?
No. Yeah, so the ones from the Lahaina Civic Center, those are, we hire a company to drive those shuttles, but the shuttles that come from the Village Center and from the Uber drop-off point, it's volunteers. And so, we talk all about how important volunteers are. We have no more important volunteer committee to fill than our on-road transportation committee, and that's who would drive those shuttles. So if you really want to help out the tournament, that's if you're looking for something to volunteer and you want to meet a bunch of people and meet fans as they're going to and coming from the golf course, that's something we really, really need at the tournament. And you can make a big difference by going to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com and signing up to volunteer for that committee. We would be absolutely thrilled if anyone out there was interested in that committee.
Do you have to be a Hawaii resident? Could you be a snowbird visiting?
No, you can absolutely be a snowbird visiting. That's a good portion of our volunteer base comes in from the mainland, or even in some cases internationally.
Excellent. So you don't need to have a Hawaii driver's license as long as you're a licensed driver.
Correct. You do have to have a driver's license to be a driver, yes.
Yes, but not a Hawaii driver's license.
Correct, correct.
If you've come from someplace else, just go online, CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. It's easy. You go right there, volunteers, click, and boom, you're in. You log in, and you get your spot, and you say, I want to drive. I want to be the driver. That sure beats being in the sun for some people. You know, some people have an aversion to walking all day or being a marshal all day. So this is the way you could help Maui Charities. You get into the car and you just drive. And, of course, you'll be able to get out and stretch, too. So not a problem. So volunteers are also needed, I suppose, around the course. But right now we really need the transportation volunteer to help with the shuttles. I got to go back to the Century World, that swing simulator.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's right when you come in near the food trucks, and do you have clubs to use?
Yeah, they'll have the company that we work with on the simulator they were at the Ryder Cup. They were at I think they were at the U.S. Open. They're pretty seasoned in this kind of thing. So there'll be staff members there to assist and make sure everything goes smoothly and make sure that the line keeps moving. But yeah, they'll have clubs there for everyone, including left-handed, if that's an affliction of yours. Like it is my mother, so
yeah,
I'm certainly not putting down left-handed people.
Yeah, my mom's a lefty too, and I think I would have been if they hadn't said, you're going to be a right-handed child. That's all there is to it. It's easier to teach all of you the same way. CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. You go there, you can volunteer, and guess what? Tickets to the Century Tournament of Champions would be a very cool gift for Christmas, for the holidays. And they may even have some of the special tickets still available that give you a little bit of a clubhouse access, and you can get in and sit down and overlook the golf course and have that VIP feel. CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Thanks so much, Alex Urban, for being with us and bringing us up to date. What's happening at the Plantation course? I've got a tee time. If you want to play the course, there's a 9:10 and a 9:50. So get over to the Plantation course and snatch those up. Thank you, Alex.
You got it, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Sunglasses for golfers. A perfect gift. Yes. Sunglasses by David Fisher. It's called Peak Vision, and you can putt with them. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Join the Golf Club Listeners Tour. The Golf Club. We're going to Ireland September 19th, that week, 2019, week-long tour presented by Fairways and Fundays. The UK's 2019 award-winning Ireland's Best Inbound Premier Golf Tours. Your VIP tour includes golf at some of Ireland's top courses and resorts, including the fabulous K Club, the best golf in Ireland. Just two of the spots I can tell you about right now, Waterville, Yes, and Ballybunion with a personal caddy. Traveling in luxury vans, fine Irish dining, those pub lunches. I can't wait. I can't wait to get into a traditional Irish pub. Breakfast fit for champions. No, I've never been to Ireland. Tour the towns, the shops, the castles, and the places that make an Irish golf getaway a life adventure. Visit our website. It's radiogolfclub.com. Find out more about the golf clubs. September Golf Getaway with Fairways and Fun Days.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
David Fischer is CEO and owner of Peak Vision Sunglasses. And go to peakvision.com. P-E-A-K. Peakvision.com. Sunglasses for golfers, and they don't scratch. You don't have to take them off to putt. They're perfect. They pop everything on the green. You can see where the grain is growing. You can see the contours on the green. Welcome into the clubhouse, David.
Yeah. Well, hello, Danielle. How have you been?
Excellent, sir, and I love your sunglasses. I mean, talk about opening up my eyes. You know, when you get onto the green, normally it's taking off the sunglasses and trying to figure it all out. If you keep the sunglasses on, everything is one-dimensional. Your sunglasses give me so much information. I can actually see what's going on the green, and I can read it so much easier.
Yeah, it's a technology that is just leaps and bounds ahead of what is out there in golfing sunglasses, and it really lets you see the course in HD. So you get a high-definition feel as soon as you put them on, and it makes every contour, like you said, on the greens just pop. So you get a real impeccable read.
Yeah, you can see the grass growing. I mean, the direction it's in. You know what I'm saying? those little leaves start to stand out, and it's really, what is this? Dual zone hybrid lenses made up of 20% neutral gray upper zone. Tell us about how the glass works on the glasses.
Sure, the lens uses a proprietary lens material, which gives you extreme clarity, and it also gives you zero distortion. So anywhere you look through the lens, it's crystal clear, no distortion. So, and that's why these glasses were invented.
So the 20% neutral gray upper zone and the lower zone is the 60% amber. So is that amber what helps make everything come alive?
Yep, that's exactly correct. It gives you a high-definition read on the green and three times the visual information more than your naked eye.
Wow. You know, and it just comes to you when you put it on the glasses, you're like, wow, now I can see. Peak Vision gives me the vision that I need for peak performance. It's really, really good.
Well, thank you. And that's exactly it. When people try these on, they get a wow moment because when you really are outside, this highlights the white, yellow, and the green intensely on the course. So when you are looking through it, you're getting really a great view of exactly the topography of the entire green or leading up to it. And it's HD vision out there on the course is what it amounts to.
Yeah, the variety of styles that you have, it's all at peakvision.com. When you decide what you're going to add into your style list, what do you do? I mean, I've got the aviators. I love those. They're really, really nice. But you've got different. You've got the tortoise. You've got different styles. Do you have somebody who specializes, a stylist?
Yeah, that happens to be me. We basically look for, we do lifestyle glasses, but this glass is really the lens is built for golf. But, you know, it's such a great lens that you'll end up wearing it as your daily driver. And everybody that gets them basically tells me they put whatever other brand as a backup pair because they just love the vision that they see with.
Absolutely. Just a second. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So when I put them on the first time, how light they are struck me. Not only what I could see, but the lightness of the frame. They almost become part of my face and I forget that they're on.
Yeah. They're very quality made, as you can see from your pair. And what we try to do is use composite materials, which are extremely light. We actually use what's known as a nylon titanium, which is, we have glasses that are as little as 17 grams. So when you try them on, you basically forget that you have them on. And I tell the story of Kelly Brook up at Bethpage. I got her a pair of aviators, and she said, "Dave, I'm not a real sunglass person." And I said, "Well, Kelly, try them, see what you think." And then about 3 days later, I get a text at about 10 o'clock at night. She says, "I'm sitting here in my living room watching TV with your sunglasses on, and I forgot I've had them on all day." And she literally put them on in the morning and just didn't take them off. She was out in the course giving lessons, and just a great testimonial to the extreme clarity, and just it bathes your eyes with just, you know, non-harsh light. So it's very harshness-free, I should say.
Yeah.
And just bathes your eyes and makes them feel good.
That's one thing that when you said not a sunglasses person, I am not a sunglasses person. I know people who have multiple mm-hmm. pairs of sunglasses, and they're, you know, this style. I just hardly ever wear them. But now that I have Peak Vision, peakvision.com, go check them out, peakvision.com. I wear sunglasses because it protects my eyes. We need to in the glare today. On the golf course, you're on the course for 4 or 5 hours, walking, getting ready, all the things that go on while you're outside. You really do need to start protecting. You can actually get a sunburn of your eyes. And if you...
Yes.
Right?
Yep, you sure can. As a matter of fact, Chip Beck, Mr. 59, has a similar problem, and he uses our glasses again, and he actually can see with them, and they protect his eyes, and he has a condition that he has to deal with. So, they just make a total difference when you're looking through them.
Yes, and I'm really serious. If the next day after you've been out in the sun a lot and you kind of have this feeling like your eyes, that you just sunburned your eyes. So that's
yep.
why you've got to put the sunglasses on, particularly now when the sun is so strong and so harsh. You can just tell the sun is stronger. And don't let the winter sun fool you.
Yeah, the winter sun actually can be just as bad, if not worse, in some different, you know, daylight situations. But the one thing that, you know, this is a patented lens that I'd like your listeners to realize. This is just not another sunglass. This was actually designed specifically for the use of golf. It also translates extremely well into baseball and tennis.
Perfect. Perfect. This is Small Business Saturday. And I think of someone like yourself who's been in the sunglass business for generations. That started with your dad as a small business. I think of, are you a small business?
Yes. Yes, we are still small business. We actually own two sunglass companies. I still own the one that my father started also. It's been decades in this business, and yes, it's still small.
It's a small business. So if you're looking for the perfect gift for your golfer or the perfect gift for your eyes, okay, you have sensitive eyes, you know, those blue eyes. You need, they just are a little bit, they take in light really strong. You just get sunglasses. Get sunglasses for yourself. And if you don't know what to get for someone, get them sunglasses. Kind of check out the frames that they like. Go to peakvision.com and check out Peak Vision Sunglasses. It is a special sunglass that's in that frame, okay? That glass is special. 3 times the visual information from the bottom of the lens. That's why you can putt with these glasses. Things just come alive when you put them on and you're out in the sun and you're looking at the grass. Sometimes when you're looking at a golf course, everything just sort of blends together because it's hot and you really can't see so well and it's getting dark in those glasses. Not with Peak Vision. It's a completely different world when you put on Peak Vision with their patented dual zone lens technology, zero distortion technology, impeccable read, very, very cool. David Fisher, when you started into this business, did you hear any stories about the people? I mean, didn't Jack Nicklaus love Peak Vision as well?
Yeah, Mr. Nicklaus loves the glasses and has been seen wearing them numerous times. And many, I mean, we have our glasses on a lot of golfers in different levels of the game and a lot of caddies, which is a big testament because when the caddies are wearing them, that really shows a commitment to the lens. And Danielle, one thing I wanted to tell you too, we have continued our Black Friday sale for your listeners, and if they would like to go and order a pair, we're offering a 20% off, which is our best sale of the year. We do not discount them any more than that all year long, and they are available. All you have to do is put in Black Friday, make it one word, all in caps, to get that deal. And they can order a pair, and we stand behind our product. We offer a 30-day money-back, no questions asked guarantee.
Did you just hear that? This is David Fisher. He's the CEO and owner of Peak Vision Sunglasses. Sunglasses for golfers, sunglasses for everyone. They don't scratch. You know what?
Yep.
I have a real problem with sunglasses. You're supposed to keep them on your face or in the case, but mine gets scratched. I don't know what I do. So these don't scratch. Sunglasses for golfers, it's peakvision.com. And just this weekend, and just for you, listeners of the Golf Club, 20% off. Just put in the promo code Black Friday, all one word, all caps, Black Friday. You'll get 20% off on your sunglasses. These are the really coolest gift you can get for somebody. If you don't know what to get somebody, they're a golfer, get them some sunglasses. Get them Peak Vision, just not any kind sunglasses. These are the best for the golfer. So this is really, really a testimonial from me about Peak Vision for you. You can trust them. And if it turns out for some reason they're not your cup of tea, David, do you take them back?
Yes, we do. We offer a 30-day no questions asked guarantee, and most of our glasses, just to let your listeners know, retail about the $120 to $150 area. So they are affordable. And also with this code, you're getting just a fantastic deal. You can get our GX5 for just under $100 right now. So that is a great level gift for somebody to pick up for Christmas. And we will take care of them. And they also get a very nice semi-hard EVA case with a carabiner on it that will clip right onto your golf bag.
See? This is Peak Vision, okay? It's peakvision.com. David Fisher, CEO and owner. Thank you for providing our listeners with the promo code for this weekend only. This is it, guys. It's Black Friday. This is the best deal you can get on Peak Vision. It's peakvision.com, 20% off. Thanks for being on the show, David.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle, and just really, really appreciate speaking with you again.
Pleasure wearing your sunglasses. Aloha.
Enjoy.
We're going to come back right after this. We've got another item that I think that you're going to find very interesting. His name is Joseph, an avid golfer, an Army vet. He created his golf course maintenance designs after working for almost two decades in the business, got his degree in golf course operations and horticulture and botany at the State University of New York in Delhi. He's worked on courses like Anjoua Golf Course. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly. The Broadmoor East Course during the Women's 50th U.S. Open at the Lakewood Country Club. And he wanted to create some golf course management for golf course superintendents, for guys who are working on the golf course. I love the logo that he's put on his T-shirts as so that he could express his love for the industry and golf. As he says, enjoy. We're going to talk with Joseph Kunick, creator and founder and owner of Birth Golf Death, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Join our The Golf Club Listeners Tour. The Golf Club, September 19th, 2019, week-long tour presented by Fairways and Fundays, the UK's 2017 award-winning Ireland's best inbound premier golf tours. Your VIP tour includes golf at some of Ireland's top courses and resorts. The K Club, Ballybunion, yes, and Waterville. And at Ballybunion and Waterville, you'll be walking around with your personal caddy, traveling in luxury vans from one place to the next, fine Irish dining, breakfasts fit for champions. You'll be touring the towns, the shops, the castles, and the places that make an Irish golf getaway a life adventure. So you're on the golf course, and whomever you're with who doesn't golf can be out taking in the tours, the sights, and the shopping. Yes, this is the RadioGolfClub.com site. That's where you go, RadioGolfClub.com. Find out more about the Golf Club's September golf getaway with Fairways and Fun Days.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your expert's on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And into the clubhouse, we have a special guest. I just talked about Joseph. Joseph Kunick is his name. He's creator and founder and owner of BirthGolfDeath.com. And since we talked, I mean, I have his jacket. I'm wearing one of the jackets that I got from Birth Golf Death. I'm just wearing it today. It's really comfortable. I've had it for years. I have a black jacket that's got my logo on it. I've got my green jacket that's got the Birth Golf Death logo on it. His name's Victor. He's on my logo. He's my logo guy. He's actually Joseph's logo guy. A skeleton wearing a golf cap, smoking a cigar, carrying its bag, and using a club as a cane. Joseph is an avid golfer, Army vet, and as I told you before he got here, just wanted to repeat, golf course maintenance designs is what he came up with for all the guys who are in golf course maintenance, because he happens to have his degree in golf course operations, horticulture, and botany. Welcome into the clubhouse, Joseph.
Hey, Danielle. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And so I tried to pronounce the one course that you worked on, Anjouan. How do you pronounce that in American?
I'm sorry, which one?
The PGA and Champions Tour host. ENJOIE.
Oh, that's called Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yes.
You've got somebody who speaks a little French, so the problem is, you know, I'm not familiar with that, and so let me try that in French. Fabulous. How did you get into horticulture and golf course operations?
Well, actually, it was my first job after I got out of the Army. My cousin used to be the mechanic at Enjoy, and he let me know that there was a spot open, and as much as I had loved golf, I never thought about actually working on a course. But I took the job and, you know, instantly put the two together and fell in love working on the course. And I quick looked into seeing how to become a superintendent. I went to the State University in New York at Delhi. Within, I think, 2 years, I was already in college to get my degree.
Wow. Yeah, that is awesome. How long did you work in the business? Did you say 20 years?
Just over 15. I had to get out. My father had issues with skin cancer, and I was starting to see some things, and it just wasn't worth the time.
Yeah.
You know, taking that chance, so... No.
I totally understand. A lot of times, you know, you got to understand what your body can handle and what it can't. And sometimes
right.
the sun, you know, a lot of people talk about sun. Charlie on Golf Channel talks about it all the time. He had to deal with it. And you just got to, you know, guys, if you're going to go play golf today, sunscreen. Make sure. So,
right.
So after you got out of the business, is that when you created birthgolfdeath.com?
No, I was still doing it. I was working part-time. You know, I still loved working on the course. I love mowing fairways, mowing greens. So, you know, I was doing it part-time. And, you know, I can't even really remember when the first shirt idea came to me. I mean, probably my whole favorite thing to do is rolling greens because it's, you know, you sit sideways and, I don't know, there's just something about it. And just one day I had the idea of the That's How I Roll shirt. And then others just kept falling into place, and I was like, you know what, there's nothing out there for superintendents to represent away from the course, so that's when I put my focus to the line of golf course maintenance apparel.
I love it, and what
yeah.
he said is, that's how I roll, and it's such a cool logo thing on your shirt. It's got a guy going sideways on the mower. Is that how, is that what you call them, mowers?
It's a greens roller.
Ah.
The roller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we're kind of sometimes ignorant of the proper terminology because you guys do all this work. We never or rarely get the chance to actually talk about it. I think you're all shy. Are golf course maintenance guys mostly shy? Yeah.
They tend to be. I mean, it's a dirty job. They, you know, very rarely get any recognition. That's why once in a while you'll hear it. Pro at a tournament say the course was in great shape, and or the announcers will say it, but I don't think they get enough recognition because it's a tough job. You got a lot riding on you, and things can go wrong quickly, and yeah
I think they I know one golf course superintendent who doesn't want to remember the year that somebody accidentally, wasn't him, but they took the wrong kind of spray on several holes right before a tournament. And and it was just, you know, and he had to take, it's like he's the super, so the super's got to take responsibility for whatever happens within the crew. Got
right.
the captain of the ship, right? So that's
right.
That's a tough one. So Joseph Kunick, he's a small business, birthgolfdeath.com, apparel, stickers, towels, subversively elegant golf designs for course and street.
Well, let me break in there really quick. I'm totally revamping my website right now. It was like the wrong time to do it, but everything kind of fell into place. I mean, I've been struggling, you know, for over 10 years with it. a couple months ago, I met the right people, and they're helping me rebuild my brand. So right now, I'm really sending everybody to my store on Amazon.
Oh.
And it's just amazon.com/birthgolfdeath. That's allowed me to do full color designs and things like that while we get my website and all my new apparel. I'm going with one brand of shirt, and I don't know, I'm really excited for it, but it wasn't the best time of year, you know, with the holidays, but
yeah.
It had to happen, so...
Sometimes when the time is right, you got to move with the move, right? Go with the flow.
Right.
Right.
Hey, if I've been waiting 10 years, it's like I'm on it. Let's go. And some exciting stuff is happening. Might find my stuff ending up in the PGA Superstores and Golf Galaxy.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Joseph, Amazon.com/birthgolfdeath, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, all the shirts are Prime eligible.
There you go. All are Prime eligible. So that means they come back to you at no charge from us in case there's some problem with sizing or whatever. So there's men's and women's apparel, kids' apparel, stickers. I love the babies on board, but the baby on board is an image of golf clubs in a bag. irons are a girl's best friend. That's Marilyn Monroe standing with her irons.
I did add to that one. I had so many women call and request hybrids. So now I have two. I have hybrids are a girl's best friend, and irons are a girl's best friend for all the hybrid fans.
And we mentioned earlier, for the superintendent in our life, that's how I roll, and there's several on that theme. I like this one. When I die, I'm playing the Stairway to Heaven. Yes, okay, for everybody, you know, who listens to the oldie station. Life is short. Play golf daily. Love that. And be the ball. I love the look on the bee's face that's hovering over the golf ball. Where did you get inspired from that one?
Of course, Caddyshack. And, be the ball, but that's my subversively elegant spin on it.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. But where did you get the idea of putting the bee there on Be the Ball? And then when I was looking through all of the things, Joseph Kunick, creator, founder, and owner of birthgolfanddeath.com, I'm looking at, he's got a review by Superintendent Magazine of the new GCM designs, right? Golf course maintenance designs. And Anthony Pioppi and Superintendent Magazine did a great article. And Anthony's been on my show after writing his book, The Finest Nines. And I was like, oh, my goodness, it's amazing how life things cross, right? It's truly amazing. So I went, oh, Anthony and Joseph, they're cool. That's awesome. That's neat. And Amazon.com/birthgolfdeath is where you'll find everything we're talking about. Just a second, Joseph. We've got two rounds of golf. Poipu Bay Golf Course. If you'd like to play two rounds of golf, just give us a call. 808-546-5675. 808-546-5675. All you have to be is the ninth caller. Just give us a call. You can't have one, in the last 6 months. So got to give everybody a chance. And we'll send you those rounds of golf. And you don't have to play them like tomorrow. If you're on the Big Island or Maui or you're on Oahu, you don't have to fly to Kauai right away. You just get the two rounds of golf as a certificate from Poipu Bay for the holidays. And then I think it's a year you have to go to Kauai and play Poipu Bay. So give us a call, okay? 546-5675, 808 if you're on a neighbor island, of course. And just Nani's picking up the phone. She'll catch your calls. So we're talking with Joseph Kunick, creator and founder and owner of birthgolfdeath.com. Where do you get your inspiration? Does it just come to you? Irons are a girl's best friend.
Yeah. I honestly can't pinpoint any certain times. There's just times I'll be sitting here doing something else, and they just kind of pop in my head.
Yes, I love it.
I think I was just flipping through, searching on the internet, and saw the babies on board, or baby on board, the regular one, the original that was out there.
Yeah, I mean, for like, babies, human babies? Yes.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, hold on. I don't have a baby, but my golf clubs are babies. Why not babies on board? I mean, that's how they pop in there sometimes.
Yeah, there's one shirt that's hooker. And it's a person hooking, golf, masochism at its finest. Isn't that the truth? And then the Buddha, water hazard of delusion. They're just really cool, just very cool things and excellent quality.
Thank you.
And you can find Joseph Kunick's birthgolfdeath.com. But don't go there. Go to Amazon.com/birthgolfdeath. Amazon.com/birthgolfdeath. And it's, what did you say, Amazon Prime?
Yeah, all the shirts, all the stickers are Prime eligible.
That's it. Prime.
Yep.
Eligible. Thank you very much for being on the show, because today was Small Business Saturday, And
oh, thank you.
With it being Small Business Saturday, Joseph, I thought of you, and I thought, I haven't had a chance to talk with Joseph for a long time, and here you're on the verge of big, big things happening. I'm very happy that you've been on the show with me today. Thank you.
Me too, Danielle. Thank you. You've been a supporter since day one. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha.
So go to amazon.com/birth-golf-death, and you can see what we're talking about. And I know there's someone in your life. Give your golf course maintenance design guy, the guy who's doing all the work. You want to get him a present, something cool? You can get him something cool. For your superintendent, it's That's How I Roll. All right, Drew Mazzolini from Kailua. I'm so excited that you've won the two tickets. You've run the two rounds to play at Poipu Bay. That's awesome. How much time do we have left in this wonderful show? Just a few more minutes. I want to thank the people who make this show possible one more time. Can we do that? Thank you very, very much. Because we've got two brand new sponsors, people who are taking care of us, taking care of this show and making this show possible. Seriously, it's so wonderful having, welcoming Oahu Extraction. When it floods, you know, and we've had some floods, and that mud, remember the mud? Yes. Water, sewer pipes break, or worse, right, around you in your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. They'll be there in 90 minutes. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. More brands, more choices to get the right equipment for your needs. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. They're down Sand Island and in Waipahu. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, a shopping center, a custom home, a townhouse, doesn't matter. Whether you're building from the ground up and you know a lot goes into that, or you've managed to, you know, save a wall, renovation, just something needs to be fixed, a repair. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen. They'll take a project that you've got. Let's say you've got a warehouse, but you want to use it as showroom. So you want that warehouse floor to sparkle. It doesn't look like it's ever going to sparkle. Well, you can turn that warehouse showroom floor into, seriously, it'll look like marble. It'll shine in colors that you didn't know were possible. So you can design everything around your floor. They also specialize in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite flagstone. They've got the AquaPave on-site stormwater source control system. So you want to control those floods so you don't have to have a Oahu Extraction come in and take care. Okay, so that's something preventative you can do. The interlocking concrete pavers, the Roman stack walls, Futuristone, only the best. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified, Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau, and he's over at the Kahili course, okay? Kahili, 9:40, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, tee times. Wailea Emerald Course, 11:33, and the Gold Course is a 10:39. The Plantation Course is a 9:10 and a 9:50. So we're going to move over to Oahu. You know what? It was something like 56 degrees. Volcano, it's getting cooler. There's a 9:50 and an 11 o'clock. Makalei has a 9:20 and a 10:30. And on Oahu, Kapolei sold out. Waikele sold out. Rohoine Country Club has an 8:40, a 9:26, and a 10:38. So you can go play a round of golf today. Go have some fun. Remember all the people that we talked about today, because, you know, gifts are hard to get for golfers. And Peak Vision is a surefire thing, and you should get them. And the candles from McDuff Candles, awesome. Really cool. And it's so neat that Lily, who was like 11 years old when it all started, is now 14 and still going strong with what they've created, their McDuff Candles. Pumpkin spice is all sold out. I just don't know what we're going to do about pumpkin spice being sold out. That's really tough. But I want to thank you for your mana, and may you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Thank you for your mana. Thank you for being a part of the Golf Club radio show for as long as you have been. All the people on my winners, Drew Mazzolini from Kailua, for instance. We're going to come back next week and do it all over again next Saturday. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.